Jackie Ortiz loves animals. In fact, the college student loves them so much she moved from Kern County to Ventura County just so she could take part in a one-of-a-kind educational program which combines animal science with wildlife management and training.
I came in with the dream of working with marine mammals, but this has been opening my eyes to like so many other animals. I love all animals, of course, and I would love the opportunity to work with a lot of them.
Ortiz is a student in the Moore Park College Exotic Animal Training and Management Program, better known as EDEM. For more than 40 years, the program has mixed traditional animal-related classes with hands-on experience through what's known as America's Teaching Zoo on the Moore Park College campus. Mara Rodriguez is with EDEM.
There are plenty of animal behavior majors. There are even some other animal training schools, but what makes this program at Moore Park College unique is it's the only one with the zoo as a classroom on site. So, for example, if you were to go to another university for an animal behavior major, you would go do your lab hours or your interning at the local city zoo or animal park. Here, the students are in the classroom and they're using our zoo as a classroom as well.
The zoo has more than 150 animals, from African lions to tropical birds, on 5 acres of land. Students in the EDEM program are here from 6:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily, caring for the animals, going to classes, and giving tours to groups from the region's schools. The beginning students start out with some of the less glorious jobs, like cleaning out animal enclosures in the morning, and then, during the 2 years, working up to feeding and caring for the zoo's residents. Jackie Ortiz is nearing the end of her first year in the program.
We barely have time to, like, sit down and have breaks, but we love it. It's what we're here to do, and I actually love it, so I'm not going to complain.
So a little more exciting now than it was in the beginning, where you were basically shoveling a lot of animal poo.
Pretty much it is more exciting, but at that point we're like all new, so we're like, we don't care, you can throw us in. I've never worked with lion poop, so I'm not going to complain about that, because I'm like, how many people get to do this every day?
Today, more than 100 elementary school students are visiting the teaching zoo, with college students in the program acting as guides.
Hyenas aren't dogs and they aren't cats. They're actually completely separate. And a very cool thing about hyenas is that these guys can eat and digest bones. So they can crunch them up and they'll eat the whole bone.
This weekend, the zoo will be open to the public for the 27th annual Spring Spectacular. There are zoo tours, animal shows, and special events for kids. EDEM's Mara Rodriguez says there'll also be a reunion of program graduates. She says they're proud that so many students have made careers out of what they've learned in the program in places ranging from zoos to Hollywood.
They've gone off to do incredible things. We have students that are training guide dogs for the blind, drug sniffing dogs. We have students that are doing educational presentations in classrooms and schools. Then we have, you know, the students who have gone on to work with marine mammals and are swimming with dolphins and killer whales. And we have students that have gone on to train for motion pictures and television.
Students in the program, like Ortiz, say it's giving them an incredible opportunity.
I felt like it was like a dream come true when I got accepted. I cried when I got the phone call. It's a small little zoo. It's like a hidden gem, I feel like, because people who are in this industry do understand that this is like an amazing place. But other people in the public, they're like, oh, we like animals, this is a cool zoo, don't realize how unique and how special this place really is.
You can find out for yourself this weekend. The Zoo Spring Spectacular, which is the public's big chance to experience Ventura County's only zoo, takes place from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Saturday and Sunday. At Moore Park College, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.